The gospel is on the radio at 88.1. Call up somebody. Tell them it's going to be all right. KAYT. Got the gospel transmitting all day.
Greeting. This is Reverend Lionel Smith, pastor of New Scholar Baptist Church. We are a church that is working towards acquiring the mind of Christ. Sit back and listen to the message already in progress.
To know anything that you need, God got it, huh? Anything that you want, as the preacher said, you got to ask God and he'll give it to you. Come on. You don't mind, just stand up for a little while, huh? Stand up for a little while. I ain't going to be with you long. Whatever you need,
God got it.
Whatever you want,
God got it.
He got
everything you need.
I know he got
everything you need.
Well, whatever you need,
God
got it.
Whatever
you want,
God
got it.
He
got
everything you need.
I know he got
everything you need.
Well, he got the cattle on a thousand hills. He got the corn in the field. He got the shoes on your feet so that you can walk up and down the street.
Got
he got the clothes on your back.
He
even got the key to a Cadillac.
Got
whatever you need,
God got it.
Whatever you want,
God got it.
He got
everything you need.
I know he got
everything you need.
Well, whatever you need,
God got it.
Whatever you want,
God got it.
He got
everything you need.
I know he got
everything you need.
He got the cattle on a thousand hills.
God got it.
He got the corn in the field.
God got it.
He got the shoes on your feet.
God got it.
So that you can walk up and down the street.
God got it.
He got the clothes on your back.
God got it.
He even got the key to a Cadillac.
God got it.
He got the bird in the air.
God got it.
He even got the plane flying everywhere.
God got it.
Whatever you need,
God got it.
God got it.
God got it.
Whatever you want,
God got it.
God got it.
God got it.
I know he do.
God got it.
I know he do.
God got it.
I know he do.
God got it.
Everything you need. Well, whatever you need,
God got it.
Whatever you want,
God got it.
He got
everything you need.
I know he got
everything.
One more time, I know he got
everything you need. That's all right.
Saying good for the Lord. It's all right.
Yes, I made it.
still here.
Hello.
That's all right. That's all right.
I made it.
It's praying time.
I made it. Yes, I made it.
Let us pray.
I'm still here.
Sing so.
Our God and our Father. As we come, O God, standing in your presence,
Lord,
in no shape, form, nor fashion. Lord, not because we are so holy and righteous, not because we have kept your commandments so well, but, O God, as we assemble here in this house, calling on your holy and righteous name,
Lord,
the only name whereby men can be saved and lives can be changed. We call you this morning.
Right now, Lord.
Because, Lord, we need you.
We need you, Lord.
And can't get along without you.
Right now.
You've been our bridge over troubled waters. You've been food for us when we were hungry.
Thank you.
You open our eyes to witness a brand new day. Oh, God, we say thank you.
Thank you, Lord.
Realizing we can't thank you enough.
My Lord.
For what you have already done.
Thank you. Have your way, Lord.
You brought us from a mighty long way.
Mm.
When they said we wouldn't make it.
Yes, Lord.
When they said we wouldn't amount to anything.
My God, my God.
Lord, you stepped in on time.
Showing up.
And I heard the old warriors say, you are on time, God.
Yeah.
You're always on time.
Thank you.
And Lord, we thank you.
Oh, thank you, Lord.
Lord, as time circles itself around the globe of eternity.
Yes, Lord.
We're about to end in a brand new year.
Oh, God.
We don't know the moment nor the hour.
Calling on you.
We don't know who will live to see that day.
My Lord.
But, oh, God, while we're on this side.
By your mercy, Lord.
Lord, we say thank you.
Thank you.
We say thank you.
Thank you.
For all that you are and all that you have done.
Thank
you, Lord. We thank you.
Thank you. Thank you.
For it's in Jesus. In Christ's name we pray.
Thank you, Lord.
And the Church of the Living God said amen.
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 And amen.
Amen.
I'm still here.
Good for the Lord.
It was the night before Christmas, and all through the house, not a creature was stirring. Not even a mouse.
In my mind, I
Ooh.
We have these baptismal certificates to issue out today. Tyler Bowman. God bless you. May heaven smile upon you.
Yes,
this certificate verifies that you're a child of God, that you've been born of the water and of the blood and of the Spirit of God. Every time you look at this, it reminds you of this death, the suffering that Jesus went through to save our lives.
Yes,
thank you,
Lord.
Very much. Keisha Johnson. Amen. This a new birth. It's a new birth through baptisms, through the believing in your heart that Jesus Christ is the Son of God, believing his death, burial, and resurrection. He made a covenant promise through blood that thou shalt be saved. And on the condition of the word of God that you are saved and you become a child of the King. And we thank God every day of your life. Just remember always to look up. And when you look up, you're not looking for the star. You're looking for the star,
yes,
Jesus Christ. Thank you very much.
Yes, Lord.
We're gracious to God Almighty today. It's a blessing. We just want to go through a few steps with you this morning. Mind you, talking about Christmas. We celebrate Christmas at the 25th of December every year. We want to first tell you that Christmas means Christ. As it being Christ, we want to let you know that Christ Jesus, name in the Greek, means Joshua. Joshua means Savior. Christ means the anointed one. He was identified as the promised Messiah. We need to keep that in mind. And when the fullness of time had come, God sent forth his son, made of a woman, that we might receive under the law, be made sons and daughters and heirs of Jesus Christ. His purpose was to redeem them that were under the law, that we might receive the adoption of sonship of the Spirit of God, that we receive all that God has in store for us. Telling you, Jesus was born during the reign of Herod the Great, the Roman ruler over Palestine. And this is our native land. I want to make sure you know that. This is our nature, our culture. This is our culture. We don't have to look nowhere. We know where we come from, off the coast of Africa. And you need to bury that in your being and stop listening to all this chant music and all these pictures that's shown to us and go by what the Word of God says. And if we go by the Word of God, we're going to be lifted up by Christ and not a mankind. See, it's too often that we stand back and we say, I ain't going to say nothing, I'm going to let the devil. And the devil lead us in destruction. But Jesus lead us to eternal life. And if we follow Christ, we're going to have the fulfillment of the Lord in our heart. And I'm thankful to God today. It's the Bethlehem of Judea. Bethlehem, a town in South Palestine, near Jerusalem. Judea, a district in South Palestine. And Palestine was the territory of the Canaanites that became known as the land of the people of Israel. The name Palestine refers to the original territory of the Philistine. And we want you to know that this all in our neighborhood, this in the hood, that we want to call it in our today's language, we come out of the hood. If you want to use that propaganda, we come from the hood. And then when we, as disciples, as believers in Christ Jesus, deny where we come from, something wrong with you. We need to always tell people where we come from so we'll know where we're going. If you don't know where you come from, you can't go where you need to go. God wants you to know that this day. And we need to understand Jesus this day. And say, and also in our story today, we had people called wise men from the east, from Mesopotamia. That's still our country. A territory between the Tigris and the Euphrates River, the biggest river in the world. And we need to understand and have notes in our spirit, in our heart. And when people come telling us we secondary people, we ought to look at them and say, you need the law. You don't have to tell them Albert, but you need to tell them you need the law because you don't even know your history, your own history. We got to first know who we are before we tell somebody else who they are. We need to know where we descended from. And we're scared to say it because our colleagues don't want us to bring that up, where we come from. But I'm proud to know where I come from. I wasn't there, but my ancestor was there. Judah wasn't there, but Jesus come through the tribe of Judah. Out of all 12 sons of Jacob, Judah was picked, that Jesus come through his tribe. And I thank God today. Judah was the purest tribe because Israel got mixed all up, marrying all these other foreign women and all that, and just got all mixed up in everything. But Judah proclaimed God's glory. Judah stood firm. And the Lord spoke and said, Judah is chosen, elected one. Israel was the chosen one, but Judah was the elected one. And we need to know and understand the God. And the wise men in today's knowledge was astrologists. They studied the stars. And it's amazing to me
how that these men looked up and seen a star in the air. And then when the Spirit of God told them to follow the star, you'll find a Savior. They didn't argue. They didn't complain. They didn't tell you, I do this and I do that. They just merely followed the star. And when they went back to Jerusalem to find out whether the king was going to be born, the king, Herod, he said, look, where the king? Y'all heard about it. We want to know where the king going to be born. And they started talking among themselves, and then Herod, he understood. He noted that. And it got word to him. And he come in, watch this. You got to watch the trick of the devil. If you ain't in the word, you're going to be tossed to the sideline. He said, look, I need you to know, and when you find that child, I want you to come back to me now and let me know where he is so I can go and praise and worship him too. But that's a setup by the devil. That's a setup by the devil. That's why I say you got to know. Don't let people tell you who you are. You know who you are. You know whence you come. You know the authority that God has given you. And stop denying the authority God given you and give him praise and honor and glory every day of your life for what he done for you, where he brought you from. I don't let folks tell me crazy stuff. I ignore them. Because if God ain't got sense enough to tell me, I don't want to hear nobody else. It's in this book what I need to go by. And if I can't go by this book, then I don't need to go by nothing, because I'm already doomed. The Lord wants me to wake up, wants you to wake up, wants us to wake up. And then, you know, let's see, where is child at? Where he at? We seen the star in the east. We come to worship and praise. You know, Satan disguised himself. He come in the church sometime. And he get in with the spirit of the saints, being motivated by the saints, by the word of God. He get in the crowd. You remember God asked when Satan appeared with the sons of man, God said, Satan, what you doing here? I'm going to and fro, seeing who I can devour. Satan come right inside, get with us, hand clap and shout with us, and speak in tongue with us, run around with us. He do all that to win you over. That's why I say you got to be stayed in the word. You got to be steadfast in the word. If you're not steadfast in the word, any wind of doctrine is going to blow you down. And that's why we have confusion in the church. If you be reminded, according to the scripture, when Nimrod, first kingdom builder, he's the first president of the world. When he came for him and his people, they was all in one accord. Now, they didn't know God, but they was in one accord. And when you get in oneness, can't nobody stop you. If this church all get on one, all of us think alike, walk alike, sing alike, pray alike, all of the same mind, God will blow up Alexandria. Yes, but you got to believe and accept it and walk by faith and stop going back eating your own vomit. Devil stalemates us. We go back and eat our own vomit that we vomit up. Go back to the devil. But he can't take you, but he can tempt you. And when you lean on him, he'll take you and took you through a dungeon. He'll put you in a lion's den. He'll take you in Trouble Valley. We have to understand the works of God. And they wanted to know, wise men want to know, so heaven, he got hold to this. And when he had gathered all the priests, now this was the devil's slick. The king got all the wise men, the priests, and everybody got them together, called in, had a little conference together, and he was telling these people, say, look, you know what? When y'all find him, come back and tell me where you found him, because I want to go worship him too. Look, church, listen at me good. You got to be birthed in his word. You got to understand his word. You got to know the word. He told the preacher, teach with knowledge and understanding. And if you don't understand what I'm saying, Lord, help me. Come to me and tell me. I'm telling you what the book says. I understand what the book says. God told us to teach people with knowledge and understanding. Why would you come up here and quote me 35 scriptures and I don't know one? You got to have wisdom, knowledge, and understanding. Bring forth wisdom. Wisdom is the true way out. It's the perfect way out. The Bible says if you're hungry and thirst after righteousness, you shall be filled. Look to Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith. He's going to deliver us if we give him the time. If we obey him in all things, he's going to deliver us. See, we got all these preachers together. I'm going to say preachers and deacons, all the spiritual leaders. Got all of us together, had a little conference together, and to manage them and say, where would the child be born? They want to know where the child going to be born. And they say Bethlehem is Judea. Now, here the devil working now. Bethlehem is Judea. Lord, help me. We know where that's at. We go, y'all go now. And when you get to him and find him, after he talked to them, told them, commended them to go on a star, that same star that they seen in the east, it appeared, and it started moving. Listen to me good. The star started moving. And if the star moved, they moved. No questions asked, nothing. They moved with the star. And when the star got to where Jesus was, it stood still. And they went in and give their gifts unto the Lord. But now at this time, as you notice in the scripture here, he say when the wise men entered into the house, he wasn't in the manger no more. He was in the house now. We need to understand the growth between this period and that period. He become a child, not a babe no more. When we be born again of the water and of the spirit, I'm talking about us here today, New Skyline Baptist Church, other churches in the area. When we become born again, you don't have all what you need. You just been saved. And now you need the comfort of the Holy Spirit. You need an inward person to live inside of you to give you power to exalt the things, to walk over the devil, to rebuke the devil, to do all things decent and in order and have wisdom. That's what God wants, to have wisdom. I tell you, and I'm not being boastful, you don't tell me no anything. I refuse to do that, listen at anything. You got to prove to me what the word says. If you ain't proven by the word, don't talk to me. I'm serious. Don't talk to me. Because I'm already having enough trouble. I got enough load on my shoulder now than to hear all this chin music that you're coming up with. I don't want to hear that. Tell me what God say. That's what I want to hear. Tell me how I can be stronger in the Lord and the power of his might. That's what I want to hear. Deriding me. Tell me what I can't do. I don't want to hear that. I want to hear what I can do, how God can use me to his glory for the edifying of his body in Christ. That's what my purpose is. And that's all I have a purpose today. Instead of getting ridiculed and doing everything, talking about me, scandalizing me and all that, that's what they did Jesus. But Jesus didn't say nothing about it. He just kept going to fulfill his Father's promise. We're going to have this church. We're going to have to go through some stuff. We're going to have to go through some stuff. You maybe have somebody sitting right side of you, don't believe in what you say, but don't worry about them. Just do follow Jesus as he say follow him. And he going to be with you. He said never leave you, nor would he forsake you. He said he's going to be with you always, even to the end of the world. And the Bible tells us, and I look at the scripture, I believe in the scripture. See, he said the government was going to be on his shoulder. He's going to rule everything. Now watch this. I've been criticized, kicked at for many years because I tell people this. Ain't but one government. They say, well, Democrats ain't no good. A Republican ain't no good either. Don't come talking crazy to me. Ain't neither one of them no good unless they got Jesus in their life. Then they're not a Republican anymore, a Democrat anymore. They are Christian now. A believer in Christ Jesus. And everything that God does, they're going to do it too. I ain't got to beg you to do this for me if you're a Christian. You automatically, the spirit that liveth in you, going to provide these things for us. And we're going to treat everybody right. I ain't going to go around and treat in South Africa, treat them good, and in North Africa, treat them bad. No, that means I'm a hypocrite. Got to treat them all the same. Jesus had no special person. Everybody he met, he treated them the same. Even sinners. He didn't never condemn not a sinner on this earth. When he caught them in sin, he forgave them on the spot. He didn't question them or nothing. He just forgave them and told them to go on about their father's business. Don't do what you've been doing anymore. Go on in peace. Look to the hill for whence comes your help. Your help come from me now, y'all. Not for nobody else. Not the governor, not the president, not the mayor, not the senate, not the congress. They need him just like I need him. And they can't make a right decision unless they got Jesus living in their life. And when we go to the polls and vote, because Jesus was born when they went to pay tithes. Time to go pay tithes. Every man in his own home went to pay tithes to his country. Then Jesus come up on the scene. Then the king slick. You know, people in high places think they slick, think they smart. Y'all go ahead when you find him. Come tell me where he is. The books say here they want to kill him. All the newborn baby, male boy, they ain't worried about the lady. Lady, I don't know. Nothing against you. But when a male child was born, they had a feast. When a girl was born, they just say, praise the Lord, and go on about the business. But when a male child was born, they had a feast for him. And a Smith, why was that? Because he carried a seed. He carried a seed, the seed that going to spread all over the world. That's why he told the people after the flood, go and multiply and replenish the earth again. Noah, that's our descendant off the ark. Noah was our descendant from the ark. Everybody you see with your eye now on this earth, come off the boat. We was on the boat. We descendants of the boat right now. If you don't believe that, you don't believe Jesus. And that's why I don't understand in the church today why we all ain't happy, high-fiving each other, hugging each other, escorting each other, lifting one another up, because we all one family come off the boat. But you want to know why I'm wearing this color suit? That ain't your business. Just put yours on right. God's business started at the house. Spreads abroad. And when it spread, if I know a lot, I don't lock that up in me. What I know, I share it with other people. I want them to be just where I am. I want them to walk right side of me. I want them to lift me up as I lift them up. And we all going to go up together, because the Bible tells me when Jesus yet shall appear, we shall be like him. We're going to see him as he is. And you know what? I know y'all get tired of preaching sometime and don't want certain people to get up and preach. Let me show you something. When that day come, Lionel and all other preachers and deacons and stuff going to sit their tail down, and we're going to hear Jesus every day. Every day he going to feed us. Every day, he don't need us no more. When we get to that new kingdom, he going to do all the preaching. So what we need to do, strive. We need to strive to be just like Jesus did. I don't care what I know or what I do. Don't pattern yourself after me. Pattern yourself after the Lord Jesus. I don't care what I do or how good you think I am. Don't pattern yourself after me. Be like Jesus. Jesus won't say if I be lifted up, I'll draw. What I'm going to get out of lifting myself up, bragging on myself, talking about how great I am, what I can do, what I know, what authorities I have, what that's going to do for me? Nothing. But if I brag on Jesus, the author and finisher of my faith, he said he's going to plenish the church. He's going to grow the church. Have the seeds. We're going to have to put more seats in the church. If we follow the orders of God, God will spread the church. He's going to enhance the church. He's going to make the church supernatural. The church is not supposed to be no just a normal place. When we walk in this building, we get in that outdoor out there. If you don't come in, if you in outdoor and you got some faults for you coming to church, you ought to pray and communicate with God to fix you up, that when you come in here, you won't die. See, what happened, we changed so much, and we're getting self so much until we feel about Jesus. There was a time, if you come in that outer court there and your heart wasn't right, when you step inside of that door, you fell dead. And God had to talk to the prophet. and tell the prophet, when you put your robe on again, put some bells on it, and then tie a rope around your waist. And then when you go in and you fall dead and fall dead on the floor, and when another priest come at you, he fall dead because he had faults too. The Bible says, for we all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. So you had to start pulling him out. You had to pull him out. Couldn't go in and get him. God forbid. And see, God hates sin. That's what Jesus died for, our sin. When Jesus cried out on the cross, why you forsake me? God had to forsake him because he can't stand sin. We cover by the blood, though, today. I don't understand how red blood washes white as snow. But it does. According to this book, it clean you up. It clean you good. And it rejoices. And when you rejoice, it really rejoices. It said, when they had heard the king departed, and lo, they which saw the star in the east come before them till it came and stood still over the young child. When they saw the star, watch this, they received with exceeding great joy. They knew the covenant promise of the prophecy has now come to a head. When we see Jesus, don't we say amen? See, I can't see him with my natural eye in his flesh no more. He's not in the flesh now. He's all spirit now. But he sent me his word. In the beginning was the word was with God, and the word God. When I look at the word and lead the word, God quickens me. He quickens me. He quickens you. And we come heirs and journeyers together. Watch this. With Jesus Christ. Why would God put you on the level of Christ? That's what Jesus came for. That was his purpose for coming. Make us sons and daughters, heirs together with Jesus Christ. We don't work for God. We work with God. He wants us to know that and understand that. And see, when they saw the star, they rejoiced. And when they was come to the house, they saw the young child and Mary, his mother, fell down and worship him. The word, I hear people say all the time, when you stand for the word, that's good. That's perfect. But if it ain't in you, what you standing for? What you standing for? You just doing a routine. Now, you ain't in the spirit of God. It say when they had opened their treasures, they presented it unto him gifts, gold and frankincense and myrrh. Let me tell you something. We can't give enough. When we pay our tithes and offering, he just asks for a tenth of that. But we got loved ones, we got friends, we got relatives that we be with every day. Every now and then you can say, hey, babe, I love you. Here's a little token of appreciation here. Show you I appreciate you. Concern and care. We're supposed to be like that every day. We ain't supposed to look. I ain't supposed to look over her and see you. I'm supposed to see both of y'all as my brothers, my heirs, and my sister. God wants us to know that. Wants us to say, and he say, and be one of God. Now watch this. You know, they tell me sometimes you got to obey government too. That's true. But if government ain't right, I ain't thinking about them. My master is Jesus, not the government. If I can't follow Jesus, I ain't going to get along with the government. He said, Lord, help us. The one of God in the dream that they should not return to Herod. They departed and went into their own country. See, a lot of times people give us instruction and they ain't walking in them. The wise man was already in the spirit of God. They was walking in God, in the presence, in the righteousness of God. God wouldn't have showed them the star. God wouldn't reveal to them to follow the star. And in the daytime, in our day and time, the star is Jesus Christ. We got to follow Christ. With all our power, all our might, we got to go behind Christ. We got to be sanctified by the Spirit of God. We need to be happy and rejoice. I tell y'all all the time, maybe you don't love me, it don't matter. Why preach evil in the church? Why preach dissent in the church, Why preach resentment in the church? Why not everybody you see lift up when the lady was caught in the very act of adultery? Jesus never condemned them. He said, where are your accusers at? Well, I ain't got none. Well, I ain't got nothing against you either. Go in peace, don't do what you've been doing no more. It's just that simple. But we want to follow our way. We like the scribes and Pharisees. They nitpick every law in Moses. They nitpick it. Every little thing, when you step a little bit further to the left, they tell you about that. Or you jump the left too high on the right side, they come against you. Because they was intelligent, they knew the law, and they interpreted the law. And they thought they was God. And that's why when Jesus came to them, he said, woe be unto you, scribes and your Pharisees. You worship me with the lip, but your heart is far from me. Otherwise, we don't even have a relationship, and you're trying to tell me something. Why Paul told Timothy, study to show thyself approved unto who? God. That a workman need not be ashamed. Rightly, not your way, the way I see it. This is what it means. No, rightly dividing the word of truth. See, when they departed, behold, an angel of the Lord appeared unto Joseph in a dream, saying, arise, and take the young child and his mother and flee into Egypt. God help us. Egypt, remind you, was our first in the Old Testament slave place. That's where we went into slavery in Egypt. That's where we had to go for our food when the famine was all over the land. We had to go, and the one we misused and abused, put in a pit, buried in a pit for the Wyoms to eat up, and then the Ishmaelites come by, and they sold their brother for to make a little money. Sometimes we'll do anything in the church to make a dime. The money, all of it, but the Bible said the love of money is the root of all evil. See, when you push me in the pit, watch this. One somewhere up the road got a pit waiting on you. And you definitely going to fall. Because the Bible says you're going to fall. And you know what? If Satan can come in this house here, in New Skyline Baptist, any other church, and start differences between us, the house is divided. And it'll never stand. It can't stand for God because it's divided. When we come here to this place, we come to worship and to praise God. Ain't but one God. We got a million names, thousands of names we call God. Don't fight against nobody what you call them. Just watch their works. Because they work do follow them. Whoever they working for, going to follow them. And they're going to act according to their master. If Satan is your master, you come to kill, steal, and destroy. If God is your master, you come to love, huh? Purdue have sympathy, compassion, love, understanding, patience. We come for that. But if you didn't, if you're of the devil, you came to destroy me. And all the work that I do, you put a name to it, a title to it, to condemn me. Jesus never did no wrong work in his life. They called him a blasphemer. He's breaking Moses' laws. All these things. Because he was standing up for the truth, and he was the truth. And he said, I come to do only what my father sent me to do. Church today, folks going to talk about you. Please, listen to Lionel Smith. Ignore them. Leave them where they're standing. You don't have to say nothing to them. Conviction going to condemn them. Their conviction of through the word. Don't you try to put them in no place. Don't you judge them. Let God judge them. The Bible tells me, let every man be a lie. Let God be the truth. This is what we need to understand, who God is, what he represents and everything in our life. And then when he told Peter to take him, go into Egypt, and just wait there till I get word to you. Wait till I get word to you, because the king wanted to destroy Jesus. Now that's a shame, man. We're all religious people. We all Holy Ghost filled people, but I'm trying to set you up, Reverend Benjamin, to get you over there and destroy you. It's just like if when I want to take communion, I want to be ready for to take communion Sunday, but Friday night I was out all night letting my hair down. Then Saturday I don't go nowhere, don't do nothing. It's already in me. And I'm going to make me unworthy. And Friday night, I become unworthy. That's why we pray and ask God before you have your communion. Lord, forgive me. If there's anything in my life that's not according to your will, please forgive me to make me worthy to partake of your broken body and your shed blood. We have to do that, y'all. Because it may be some mistake before you take your communion that you came by me and said, I don't like that old dude there. I can't stand him. And when you break that bread and put that bread in your mouth, and then put that cup and drink from that cup, Lord have mercy. You're drinking damnation to your own self because of your thought, because of your attitude. Because if I think I'm better than you and I take my communion, I'm drinking damnation to myself. We have to be perfect in the will of God. That's why we got to strive. I hear people say, oh, ain't nobody perfect. You don't even have to teach that. That's automatic known. That's automatically known. Don't teach that in the church. Nobody perfect. Teach we striving to be like Jesus. I'm striving to be just like Jesus. Because if you want to find faults, I can sit at home and find faults all day in my own life. I can find faults in your life, our life. I can show you where you short of things in, where I'm short of things in. That I ain't looking for shortness. I'm looking for the glory of God. I want to forget those things which are behind me, press forward to the things that are before me. That's what I'm looking for. When he break them clouds, when Jesus break them clouds, every eye gonna see him. And he gonna see every eye. And when we go before him, we're gonna be edified or condemned. And I want him to be able to tell me, thy good and thy faithful servant, welcome. That's what I want to hear. I done went through too much stuff on this earth. I've been tortured too much on this earth to go to hell. I ain't going to hell. I'm going to live with Jesus, where every day will be Sunday. Sabbaths will have no end to me. Every day is a rejoicing day. Every day going to be a day where I eat spiritual food every day. And it's going to be perfect food, vitamins to this body. Not this body, but the spiritual body. And he said, Joseph went to Egypt, the former land of slavery. And he stayed there until God sent a word to him. Because he says, the king wanted to destroy Jesus, the savior of the world. So he arose and he took the young child and his mother and departed into Egypt. Didn't ask no question. I thank God. I thank God that people in the church, when you tell them to do something, they don't need no question. Just go do it. If it's called to God's will, go do it. Don't ask no question. We ask too many questions in God's house instead of just being obedient to his will. See, he arose, he went into Egypt, departed into Egypt. And he was there until the death of Herod, that it might be fulfilled, which was spoken of the Lord by the prophet, saying, out of Egypt have I called my son. He wanted to call him out of Egypt, the first designated, the first organized country on the face of God, earth, which was all black people at this time. That's why I say don't belittle you, just study your history sometime. The first organized country on earth, Egypt, Africa, where everything started. And we say Christianity started at Antioch, no Lord. Christianity started in Ethiopia, where Enoch, the prophet, was a starter and a believer. He was the first lawgiver. Enoch was the first lawgiver on the face of God's earth. That's where Christianity started. He was a believer in God. He was a believer in the prophecy. And God blessed him and took him home. Enoch got so straight with God. Now, y'all help me, please. He was so straight with God. He was rich in everything. So straight with God that one day God said, come on. Come on. The Bible said he was there, but he wasn't. So he was caught up with the Lord. Enos had not died till this very day. Till today, he ain't dead today. Now, where he is, I don't know. But he's not dead. Him or Elisha, they're not dead today. When they come back, they'll come back in the streets of Jerusalem. They're going to be slain in the streets of Jerusalem and going to lay there 3 days without being touched. Then when they get up, they're going to give up all power. Heaven and earth going to be in them. And nobody could even come or face them. That's what God wants us to have. This day, he wants us to be powerful on this earth, that we can rebuke the devil when he's wrong. And that when somebody down or sick, we can lift them up. That's what God wants. That's what our purpose here on earth. To bring everybody together in the unity of God's spirit. To love one another. Understand one another. Have patience with one another. God wants that from us. He don't want me going behind your back talking about you. He want me, whatever I say about you, be exalted. Won't be lifting you. If you're in a wrong act, my job is to come to you and make it known through the word what you did wrong, what you're doing wrong, and I'm going to let the word repent you. Not me. I ain't going to quote 30 scriptures to you, which you can't even need one. And I'm giving you 30. They're going to choke you down. But I just want to give you that God love you, and he wished that none of us perish. That's what God desires of us. I say to you today,
God bless you. We hope that this message has encouraged your heart. We invite you to come worship with us at our Sunday school service beginning at 9 a.m. Our morning worship service at 11 a.m. Bible study every Wednesday night from 7 to 8. If you would like to correspond with this ministry, you can write us at 2627 Willow Glen Road, Alexandria, Louisiana. Again, thank you and may God bless you.